Hot 91.1, getting as close to the change rooms as possible.
All thanks to Slater and Gordon Lawyers,
proud sponsors of the Brisbane Broncos. This is Corey Parker.
And a very good morning, Captain of the Brisbane Broncos, Corey Parker. How you doing, Corey?
Yeah, morning, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. Now, Wayne Bennett did say after the last game against the Panthers that you guys are just finding your feet again. Do you feel that's happening at Red Hill? Do you guys ready to strike back against the Roosters this week?
Well, we need to. That's the reality. The end of the season's fast approaching, and not exactly where we want to be. So there's a good opportunity for us against the Roosters, which we're looking forward to.
It was funny watching you against the Panthers, Corey. In the defence, the Broncos, I think they were waiting for a penalty to be called or something, and they sort of weren't playing to the whistle, and the Panthers ran down the field and scored, and you were shouting out some choice words to your players. I'm sure none of them can be repeated on radio. But I was also watching you in the dressing sheds.
She does that, mate.
I think it was either at the start of the game or in the half time, and one of your trainers was handing you a little bottle which you dipped your finger in and then you shoved it in your throat. Was that like something like Vicks or what was that?
Yeah, it's peppermint oil. So all it does is just, open up your airways.
Yeah.
It just really makes you feel nice and clear through your lungs.
Your sinuses and stuff.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's all that is.
Thank you very much.
Question asked, question answered. Corey, we're talking earlier this morning too. Narissa's giving me a hard time because I've got a glory box, which is basically a little box of stuff where I keep special things. Do you have one of these?
No, I don't. My sister does.
Yeah, see, it's more of a female
thing. It's not a girl thing.
But guys can have similar. Like, it's more of a box that has all your sentimental stuff in it.
Yeah.
Do you have one of them?
I've heard of them. They're not uncommon. Don't feel bad.
All right. But you don't have somewhere special, like you keep your Man of the Match medals and like, your State of Origin rings and your game?
Oh, I've got that in me, in my man cave in my bar, so.
Your man cave. See, this is what the serious blokes have, Sam.
Yeah, righto. Rub it in. Rub it in. Yeah, thanks for your support, brother.
Also wondering, Corey, we've been talking this morning about conversations with complete strangers. Can you remember your last conversation with a total stranger?
Well, I have quite a few.
You would.
People, obviously, that follow rugby league like to strike up conversations, and from my point of view, I don't know them from a bar of soap.
No.
I suppose we do have something in common in the sense that I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That's about it. Sometimes they go off and on different tangents and you just try and make out like you know what they're talking about, but you really have no idea.
Can you think of one specifically?
Oh, the one that spring to mind are the ones that, remember me? You don't want to make them feel bad, so you go, oh, yeah. And they sort of go on and tell you how you might remember them and you've got no idea, but you just don't want to make them feel bad. So, that's right,
Because that's true, isn't it? Because people watch you on telly and people get to know you through the media and all these different ways. They feel they have a relationship with you. They go, yeah, I know Corey Parker. And he should know me as well. Like, why doesn't he have the same relationship with me?
Yeah, that's how it works. You don't want to make him feel bad.
So, yeah.
You meet that many people, but I guess I get it more times than probably yourself.
Yeah.
Polite through and through our Corey Parker. Now, we can hear you're probably getting the kids ready for school, packing lunches and stuff, are you?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes.
What's on the menu today?
Mate, they've got a ham and mayo pita. They've got grapes and strawberries, muesli bar, and I'm trying to think of something else to put in there.
Star Dad.
That's pretty good.
So can we ask you, Corey, are the kids, or perhaps you and your wife, Margot, are any of you playing Pokemon Go?
Absolutely not. Look, I'll tell you straight. Like, some of the boys are playing it in
really?
Their team, and it is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
So names. Who's playing it in your team?
Oh, who's not, really?
Yeah.
So a lot of the Adam Blair, Alex Glenn.
Yeah.
There's a heap of them playing it.
It's full on, isn't it?
I wouldn't mind owning the rights to it. It went like $9 billion in the first week or something.
Sure
that'd
did.
Be nice, but hasn't it gone silly?
It's bizarre, and I'm not too sure. I tried to watch the replay, but it might have been Adam Blair who did seem to have a smartphone in his hand while a few tackles went by his way on against the Panthers the other night. He might have been trying to catch a Pikachu as opposed to a Panther. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's a rare one, isn't it? They tell me, Pikachu.
I don't know. I'm making it up.
You know more than us.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's a phenomenon. Okay, Corey, a pleasure to chat to you. We'll speak to you again on Thursday to get your tips.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
And if you'd like Broncos tickets when they play the Parramatta Eels,
that's coming up. 12th of August, Friday night footy at Suncorp.
Beat the Bronco back tomorrow morning after 6.
Hot breakfast, Hot 91.1, 14 to 9.